ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه السلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام مرارة الدنيا حلاوة الآخرة وحلاوة الدنيا مرارة الآخرة.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "The sourness of this world is the sweetness of the next world, while the sweetness of this world is the sourness of the next one."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Now, one of the very beautiful things which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam is this concept of courage in our lives. There are times in our lives where we feel fearful, or we feel anxious, or we feel worried. And it is in these times of anxiety and worry and fear that we must always remember Imam Ali alayhi salam. Where Imam Ali alayhi salam, he never feared any material things. He never feared any worldly issues. If Imam Ali did fear, he would fear the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, speaking about fighting specifically, which of course fighting an enemy requires a lot of courage, speaking about the fight between Amr ibn Abdawad Amiri, who was in the Battle of Khaybar, and Amr ibn Abdawad or Abdawud was a champion of the Jewish forces in the fortress of Khaybar. So in this fight between Amr ibn Abdawud and Imam Ali, eventually Amr was killed by Imam Ali, and the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, says, "The killing of Amr by Ali is better than the worship of jinn and human beings." And so, dear friends, here we find, one, that courage in the face of an enemy, no matter how powerful they may seem, courage in the face of the enemy is something which can be considered, and in the case of Imam Ali, it was considered better than the worship of jinns and human beings. Courage in the face of the enemy. And two, dear brothers and sisters, remember that no enemy is too powerful, no enemy is too mighty when one has faith and certainty, when one has yaqeen and iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all enemies become weak and frail and can and will be overcome. Very beautiful and profound lessons about courage and faith and certainty brought to us all by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
For the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger."
وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وأسألك الأمان يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Imam Ali alayhi salam is really one of the greatest personalities that ever walked this earth besides the Holy Prophet. There is no other human being that equal him in stature other than the Holy Prophet, who is above his stature. And Imam Ali alayhi salam's position is as a protector of the messenger. And the verse in Surah Maidah, verse number 55, Allah clarifies who is the ulil amri minkum, which is in Surah An-Nisa, verse 59, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who believe, obey Allah, obey the Messenger, and those who have authority over your affairs. Allah explains the third one by says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. See, Allah clearly says, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Who is your wali? Allah says, Allah is your wali. He is messenger and those who believe. Allah pluralizes here because the Quran has a style. When it wants to elevate one individual, the Quran also has a style by which to address one person in plural form. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us who is this important person known as Amir al-Mu'mineen, that in history, there is only one man in history that gave zakat in the state of Furku, and that is Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in verse 56. He says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. You see, whoever takes Allah, the messenger, and those who believe. Here Allah is explaining this wali, simple, one individual in history, وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ. The wali, that Allah says, your wali, who is also the wali of Allah. That's why we in adhan and iqamah say, ashhadu anna aliyan waliyullah. People ask, why do you say that? It is from the Quran that Allah has taken him as his wali. That's the wali here, though the verse is talking about guardianship, not friendship. So here you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever takes Allah and his messenger, and those who believe, meaning Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, These are from the party of Allah known as Hezbollah. And they are the successful ones. Subhanallah.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.